Welcome to the Analytics of Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara, diving into Odell Beckham Jr. And this is a question from the Analytics of Dynasty GroupMe chat, sort of what's the take on him. So I want to run through the profile a little bit and some pretty interesting stats in here. And you know, we'll look at some of the value stuff and sort of get an idea where we're going. So just running down some of his stats, yards per route run. So 2.75, this is going back to 2014. So 2014 through 2020. 2.75, 2.42, 2.27, 2.08, 2.26, 1.81, 1.79. So pretty much a decreasing, except for 2018. It's been a pretty downward facing slope. Routes that he was targeted on, so 27%, 26%, 27%, 28%, 26%, 23%, 24%. So you've seen a decrease in the amount of basically his routes that he was actually targeted on. So in the 27, consistently about 27% the first, we'll say 5 years of his career, and now 23 and 24%. Not huge difference, but it can add up. You'll see where I'm going with this. PFF grade, 91.2, 90.1, 87.5, 69.8, 89.9, 69.4, 73.7. So a big drop off in the past couple of years. Seasonal finishes, 7.54, 82. That was when he played four games. 15, that's when he played 12 games. 25, he played 16 games in 2019, and that was the big disappointment season. And then finished his 90 last year. Here's, I think, where the bigger problem lies with him in terms of team attempts. 607, 623, 698, 608. And that was actually when he only played four games. 583, that was the 2018 season with the Giants. Now the past 2 years, 539, 501. He'll be 29 years old in November. And, you know, ultimately it's an interesting career arc. It started off immensely hot and has come down a bit. When you look at some of his comps, so he is in his career, he is in the 97th percentile in terms of yards per route run of guys that have at least 50 catches. So anyone that's got 50 catches since 2008, he is in the 97th percentile. Guys up there, Michael Thomas, 99th, Julio Jones, 100th, Antonio Brown, 99th, Mike Evans, 96th, Mr. Inefficiency himself. Stephon Diggs, 95th percentile. Tyreek Hill, 99th percentile. Keenan Allen, 96. AJ Green, 97. Demaryius Thomas, 96. Deebo Samuel, interestingly enough, 95th percentile. Percy Harvin, 97th. Calvin Johnson, 97th. AJ Brown, 99th. Andre Johnson, 98th. Justin Jefferson, 100th percentile. Elite guys there. Makes me think maybe I should rethink Deebo Samuel a little bit, even though it's a smaller sample size. But the comps there, pretty good, pretty dense. Problem is, racked up a lot of that and is now on the downward arc. Hasn't had a hit since 2018. And you know, basically in his career has had more finishes outside the top 80 than he has top 5. Again, he's got a 7, he's got a 15 in there as well, so it balances a little bit, but that's an interesting sort of divergent split. Again, there's injuries in there, and when he has played anything more than 12 games, he's basically been a top 25 guy, and that top 25 finish there was only on 539 attempts. Problem is, there was a lot of downtick in efficiency there as well. If I was going to look at the optimistic side of this, I would say, listen, they threw it 501 times. they were 3.3 wins better than their Pythagorean record. So basically that means they were outscored and won 11 games. So they should have been 7.7 wins based on the Pythagorean record, which is basically measuring your record by how many points you gave up and how many points you scored. And they way outproduced what you would expect. 501 attempts, they basically got lucky. That number should go up because they're going to have to throw more. That would be sort of the optimistic side. However, when you sort of look at some of this, you can see how it gets kind of hairy. If we assume, hey, listen, they're going to throw it, you know, let's say they throw it 501 times again, and he runs all the routes on that, right, which would be asking a lot, but he sort of gets that 26% target share, right? He basically runs 501 routes, which again probably assumes 550 pass attempts, something like that. But we'll just say they throw it 501 times. He runs all the routes and is targeted on that early career, that 26%, that 26% of his routes he's targeted on. That would be a quote good Odell Beckham season, 130 targets. Good for probably wide receiver two type production. Maybe if he's extremely efficient, early career efficiency, that could be wide receiver one production. Problem is when you sort of come down on that a little bit. So if he runs basically 80%, you know, if they sort of run that number, he runs 80% of the routes, we're looking at about 400. About 400 routes, and he is targeted on 25% of them. That's 100. So that's a wide receiver three type season, a wide receiver four type season. That's concerning. So basically, he kind of needs a couple of things to happen. Them to uptick. Obviously, he needs to stay healthy. They needs to uptick uptick in passing attempts. He needs to run a significant percentage of them, and he needs to get back towards his dominant self to be in the range of the routes per target, or the percentage of his routes he's targeted on, right, being 26-27%, somewhere in that range instead of 23. And he needs to be significantly more efficient. He hasn't done that in 2 years. Is that scheme fit? Is that injury related? I mean, 1.8 yards per route run, still nothing to sneeze at. It's still very good, but it's going to be a situation where he's going to very much be a victim of some of the passing game volume limitations. You just look at the other seasons that he had, you know, multiple seasons where he had more than 100 more attempts with the Giants than he had this past season with the Browns. So does that number look a little bit more like the 539 passing attempts that they had in 2019? I think that number is going to have to go up. Just 501 attempts, it's pretty low. They ran pretty lucky. So if things tend to go a little bit worse, they have to throw more. That helps him. The problem is it's been a steady downtick. Now, that's sort of the profile. Again, he was an all-time career start. It has gone pretty poorly since then. We sort of look at it. He's wide receiver 37. He's going at 10.01 in drafts. And when you sort of look at some of the trade values, I mean, it's worth kicking the tires on. Him and Zach Ertz for 203. Him for Tylan Wallace straight up. Him for Kareem Hunt. You know, that one I could probably go the other side on. I think Kareem Hunt's probably got a better chance of making a significant difference than Odell Beckham Jr. is. But him and Zach Ertz for 203. I mean, you get multiple outs there, and you're probably looking at a guy like, if that's Elijah Moore, Rondale Moore, something like that, assuming it's not Trey Sermon, you know, that's kind of what you're looking at. You're like, okay, I could see how he has a higher range of outcomes than those guys. It's a bunch of him and a bunch of picks for basically 112, a bunch of future picks. Someone was trying to get up from 307. They gave multiple future seconds. Yeah, I can sort of see that, I guess. If it's a specific target player, it seems like a lot to give up to move up to 112 this year, personally. Nico Collins in 312 for Odell Beckham Jr. He's basically, I mean, that's a clear Odell Beckham Jr. Odell Beckham Jr. for Paris Campbell and Devontae Parker. Odell Beckham Jr. in 210 for 201. Again, that's probably sliding up for, that's sliding up to the Trey Sermon range. That's possible. It's Mac Jones, something like that. Him and Matt Ryan for Jamar Chase and Superflex. Yeah, I sort of, if I'm going to target him, like give me the sort of grunge, and I'll take the shot. So give me the Nico Collins in 312. Give me Paris Campbell and Devonta Parker. I'll take the Beckham side in those. Where I don't necessarily like it is some of the tier jumping stuff that people did. So Odell Beckham Jr. in 112 for 109. That's probably getting inside a line for somebody there to get up. Is that Etienne? Is that Javonte Williams? Something like that. I don't mind doing that. I don't mind sort of that hurdle. One I like a lot better is Odell Beckham Jr. 110 for 104. That's probably jumping a tier. Him and 103 for Lamar Jackson. That's a prime cash out situation. So yeah, I mean that's him for second, third, and a fourth next year. Him for 201. So you sort of get the idea that it's a little bit all over the place. I think how you sort of want to go about targeting him. I think that what you should think about is kind of in a wide receiver. If he's healthy, he's on the wide receiver two, lower end wide receiver two type spectrum. By lower end, I mean 18 to 24 in terms of expectation this year. If things break right, could he pop higher than that? Sure. But that's kind of what I'm projecting in terms of his volume, in terms of his ceiling. He does have other guys there. He's got Landry. He's got some other players that are involved in the passing game that can be high target guys. That kind of hurts him, right? It doesn't kind of hurt him. It definitely hurts him. And that's putting some of a cap on him, especially when he's performing worse too. It's not even, hey, he's getting targeted less per routes because there's more work to go around. It's, hey, he produced the two of his three worst seasons in terms of PFF grades. Right, you sort of look at that and you're like, okay, there's some negative stuff here that isn't just volume related. I think ultimately, if you're going to boil it down, the road to relevancy this year for him is health. If he stays healthy, he's probably going to do enough to warrant back end wide receiver two type volume. Back end wide receiver two type opportunity. If he's not, right, he could be potentially going to zero because you're going to be on basically, five out of the last, four out of the last five seasons that were almost, that were pretty significantly disappointing in terms of. You go back and you look at 17, he finished his 82, and then 18, it was 15 was his finish. 19, he finished 25. 20, he finished 90. And then 21, if he finishes something pretty poor, you're going to be really on the outside. Again, he's going to be then playing on one-year window type of production. And at that point, his contract won't be guaranteed. I'm sure he'll be cut. He'll be playing on 1 year type deals. So yeah, that's really the angle with him. Is I think it's much more of a you're hoping for targets type play than it is a big time rehabilitation in his valuation. I have a hard time seeing him go significantly more expensive than wide receiver 39 going forward. Just because even whatever he does, he'll be basically going on 30, which it's crazy how fast his age went by. But that's kind of what happens when you miss multiple, you know, you're missing all these games, all these seasons. To give you an idea, over the past four seasons, he's played 4, 12, 16, and then 7. So he has played a total of 39 games out of 64 in the past four seasons. So not a great number. He's played 16 games twice in his career. It's out of 7 years at this point. So it's big time. Basically put up or shut up. If he doesn't really produce this year, he's going to more look like, almost like an Alshon Jeffrey type scenario, where he just has failed to stay healthy at the later points of his career. So that's really much the angle for him. Again, if you can use him to jump a tier, I would do it. If you can put him in a package to move up a tier, that's fine. I think that the volume is probably replaceable in some way, shape, or form. You can hunt for that volume someplace else. It may be a cheaper. Okay, it's. I think Brandon Cooks might have a higher range of outcomes than Odell Beckham Jr. At this point, and he's going cheaper. So you could sort of play that game. That would be something that I could potentially see. And you've seen Brandon Cooks be good much more recently than we've seen Odell Beckham Jr. be good. So that's pretty much the angle I have with Odell Beckham Jr. I think, again, if you can use him as a tier jumper, do it. You know, if you can package him, you know, to move from, you know, Herbert to Dak, that's something I would do. You know, to sort of play the running back tiers game, I would do that. Those are the types of things that I would be looking to do based on this profile. As a sell and as a buy, if you're looking to do a buy, you know, trading within a tier. Hey, listen, I'll, you know, I can have a need at wide receiver. You know, I'll move back from, you know, in a rookie tier, you know, I'll move back from 106 to 108, something like that. If someone's looking to come up for a quarterback, you know, you like a couple people in the range, maybe Chase and Etienne are still on the board, something like that. You can move back and try and snag one of the two of them in a move back like that. That's something I don't hate. But that would sort of be the way that I would play him. If I'm going to acquire him, do it without really giving up much. Do it with in a sense of you're moving within tiers, or you're moving. You're basically moving some pretty grungy otherwise assets. You know, combining two on top of each other that don't really help you for the idea that hey, maybe we can get some volume over the next couple of years from Beckham. So, all right, well, that'll pretty much do it for the Odell Beckham rundown. Until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.